Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. Here we grow again. Let's do this. Okay, so first and foremost, unfortunately, I have to say this at the beginning of every show, but don't get scammed. There are people out there that want to be me or pretend to be me. Why? Why? I will never reach out to you on any social media platform asking you to get a reading, have a this, have a that. Nope, not me. Doesn't happen. Don't do it. The only way that you can get in contact with me for a private session is through my website, tonig.info. We're going to start today by thanking everybody who's already in the chat, chatting with me, and Heather, aloha, Jay. I keep moving the camera, you guys. Rebecca, hey, Sally, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here. Mimi, who does all the timestamps. Thank you, Mimi, for all the hard work that you put into the show. Genevieve is here, of course. Aloha Jay is with us today. So awesome. Okay, you guys, Katie's here. Okay, if I missed your name, just pop something in the chat so I can get your name and give you a shout out on saying hi to you. We're going to get right into it today. If you have any questions, you want to connect with loved ones on the other side, please call in 845-277-9131. Or you can put a question in the chat. There might be a little background noise today, and that is A-okay. I'm going to finally be able to wash my dishes. I don't know if that's a great thing. Yeah, but it's been a couple days, so here we go, right? All righty, let's see. Anne wants to know, my mom is Catherine. Anne, I'm so sorry. Her mom is Catherine. She died in jail. Do you know how she died? What she died from, I think, is what's being said here. Does she have any messages for me? Okay, Catherine. The message I'm getting, okay, so Anne, I'm sorry, your mom, Catherine, the first thing that I'm hearing is, I'm hearing two things, influenza, congestive heart. So I think there were some heart issues already in play, they came to her while she was in jail, and then she, I hear influenza. So whatever happened with your mom, and I do think there were some other things that may never come out that were going on. But in any case, I'm really sorry that that happened to her and to you. And the biggest message that she has for you right now is to it's really weird. I'm hearing that song. That one song, you got to keep them separated. She's saying it's okay for you to, and then I hear the song, you can go your own way, go your own way. Yeah, folks, I know I can't sing. The one thing I can't do. So I think the message that she's giving you, Anne, is it's okay to not be around people who you don't, that aren't the best for you, if that makes sense, love. If somebody's not good to you, they got to go. They have to go. Don't keep them in your life, okay, love? That's just not the way to do this. Okay, I'm going to go to the first caller, and then I'm going to take the next question in the chat. 814, what's your name and where are you calling?
Hi, this is Amy, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Amy, how can I help you today?
My question is, do you see my son, Tristan, getting a job that he applied for? It's just a part-time cashier job.
Okay. I do feel like he is going to get a position. I don't know if it's going to be that exact one. I feel like there's, he should be put, I feel like, and I get it, but I feel like he, if he hasn't already put out more applications, that more should be put out. And can I please ask your son's age?
He's 17.
Okay. Yeah. And I feel like wherever he's going to get hired, he should be, it's what they're showing me is so crazy. I don't even know if this is possible. I'm just going to tell you what I'm getting for the sake of it. I keep seeing like a sporting goods store, which I know the sporting goods store I'm seeing that exists here, but it, I don't know if it exists there. But at some point, I think this might be where he or how he ends up as a part-time position. So I would have him also, if he hasn't looked into that, I would have him also look into that and let me know how that turns out for him. Let me know if that, like, is something that works out. Maybe they just need somebody. Maybe it's a better fit for him. I don't know. But I feel like that's going to be really a positive thing for him moving forward, if he can get into that place. Now I'm going to tell you, oddly
okay.
enough, I don't know why this is all coming to me, but there's a sporting goods store in our area, and I didn't know this. The only reason I found out about this was because I knew somebody who worked there, and they helped with some of their college funding too. So if you were there if you were there as an employee, they actually helped with some of your college funding for certain employees that were high school to college. And this is what I'm seeing. I don't know, again, that it's the exact same sporting goods store, but what I can tell you is there might be a much better fit if he gets into something like that, just for all the reasons that would be there. Okay, Lal?
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank
I hope that was
so
helpful.
Much. Yes, it
so
is.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Good luck to him in his endeavors. Okay?
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling into the show. I'm going to go to the next online. Rebecca is saying Sunday morning around 4 a.m. I heard my kitchen cabinet close. who is visiting me early in the morning? Oh, Rebecca, who doesn't visit us early in the morning, right? Oh, my goodness. This past week has been crazy with all kinds of things. The first thing I hear is mom. So if it wasn't directly your mom, it's your mom's mom, somebody on your mom's side of the family, and somebody who was always, 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 always in the kitchen, always in the kitchen. Like, I would say this might even be a grandmom, because grandmoms, you know, traditionally you took care of the home, but they were always in the kitchen, just always in the kitchen. So somebody on your mom's side of the family, either mom or grandmom, that was there. And the message for you, Rebecca, is, you need to bake a little more and a bit more organized. I don't even know if that makes sense, love. I hope it does. I really hope it does. Yeah, and Genevieve is commenting, 3:33, I was waking up. You know, there is something to that time frame between 3 and 5 a.m. where those of us who are very sensitive to that energy, it comes in and it's just so, so around us and, yeah, waking us up. I'm going to go to 520. 520, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Lisa from Arizona. How are you?
I'm good, Lisa. How can I help you today?
Is my friendship with my friend moving closer to being a committed romantic relationship.
Oh, Lisa. I'm trying to, I'm just going to say it. No. You know, I'm just going to say this for you, and I understand how frustrating it can be, but what they really want to say to you is sometimes rejection is protection. Sometimes something doesn't move further forward because we are supposed to be you're supposed to be working and more focused on yourself right now than somebody else. There's something within you or something about your life that you need to clean up. Man, this is not the message I want to give right now. Oy vey. But I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to tell you what they're saying, and you can do with it what you want, Lisa. And I apologize if this message doesn't make sense to you. But if it does, then it's helpful. And if it doesn't make sense, sit back, take some slow, deep breaths, and figure out what they're talking about. There's something in your life right now that you need to get a better perspective on, or you need to fix or clean up or look into. All this energy that you're trying to put someplace else, you're supposed to be trying to put into and on yourself. Okay. Into and on yourself. And I'm so sorry, sweetie. You're supposed to be putting that energy into and on yourself, and you will then be able to move forward with the right person in the right way. I'm so sorry I got distracted. Somebody was just leaving.
I'm fine.
What I'm going to tell you right now is the moment that you stop focusing all your energy in and on this person is the moment that you get the clarity that you need. Okay, there it is. Oh, love spirit. Okay, whatever it is. Okay, and I'm going to say it like this, and I know this is such a long, roundabout message. You wanting them to want you, I'm going to just say this for you and anybody else listening. A lot of times when we're really trying to get somebody to want us, to like us, to love us, or however you want to say that, and maybe I'm making it sound a little bit more, do you want you? Would you pick you? So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to do a clearing. We have healthy self-love. I get a no. I'm going to do another clearing. We want ourselves, and we like ourselves, and we love ourselves. All three of those. I can barely talk, folks. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Okay, there's a lot coming out with that. If anybody else is feeling that and is having an experience from that, please, please let me know in the chat. We're at about the 13-minute mark, 12-and-a-half-minute mark with that clearing. I am going to tell you the moment you stop focusing on this person is the moment, and you turn it to you. You start focusing all that on you. Is the moment everything's going to pop open, and then you're going to look at this person and not even understand what you were thinking. The second thing I want to say is, sweetie, sweet, beautiful, beautiful, amazing girl. Sometimes people, when we like them, they will let us like them because they like the attention, even if they know it might not be going where you want it to go. They're not ready to give up that admiration and attention that you are giving them. Pull back. Pull out like a poke. Pull back. I'm not even going to finish that one. Pull all of your attention back. Pull all of your energy back into you. Focus only on you and your relationship with yourself, because this person is, and if I have to be a little bit blunt about it, if this was the person you're supposed to be with, it would be happening in a differently. It would be happening, and you would be there, and it would we're progressing in a healthy manner. And this is my favorite one, and I've had to remind myself of this one a million gazillion times. If you have to ask a question about a relationship or work or anything else, we already know the answer. We want to believe our heart over our head or our intuition. So we already know something's not right. We already know something's off, and we do want clarity. But in your case, who cares why this person isn't where you are? Let that go. Stop. There can be a million people that are out there that want us, but we are so caught up in the one that's not giving us exactly what we want, and we must win that prize. And it's like being at the carnival, playing that game where we're throwing the ball over and over or whatever it is to win, like we spend like however much money to win like a something they paid a quarter for. Like, stop trying to win this prize. The game is rigged. They know the trick to the game. We might not know the trick to the game, but at some point we have to say, is this prize really worth everything I'm putting in? Is it even a prize? And is it? And most importantly, is it my prize? Is this my prize? Is this the prize I'm supposed to walk out with? Hoo-wee, that was awesome. That was really good. I love that message for you, sweetie. I love it. How does that make sense to you, sweetie?
Well, I'm not going to dismiss it. I mean, it's words I can think about. He uses words with me like forever, like we're going to live together forever. And he uses words like we're going to go on a trip right now and spend some time together by ourselves. You know, he does those things, but, and I'm pretty active in my spiritual stuff and my own activities, but I'll certainly listen to your words, you know, and ponder them for sure.
Okay, I want to ask you a question, and this is not only for you. Some of the messages that came through, they're absolutely for you, but they're also for other people that might be listening, might be in a similar situation. But what I'm going to say to you, I'm going to ask you a question, and I really want you don't have to answer this question on air, but I do want you to really think about this. If you had a daughter, and she was in your exact situation, or a sister, or somebody you really, really loved, your mom, whomever it is, and she was in your exact situation, and you had all the information you have, what would you guide her to do? Now, don't listen with that same heart that you have for yourself, because when it comes to somebody else, we can remove the emotion and work a little bit more from life, and we can see it completely differently. So if you had somebody that you just adored and felt protective over, and they were in your exact situation, and this was their circumstance, the information you would give them might look a little bit differently than the answers that you are wanting to keep for yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. Listen, we have all been in situations or situationships or whatever we want to call them where maybe we stay past the expiration date. Maybe we go a little bit longer into this relationship with hope to have this outcome. Okay? We ignore all evidence to what is because we want what might be. And what your angels are, or, you know, is what they're saying to you is look at it as though it's not your personal relationship and then make decisions based on that. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I've had to do this in my life where I've been in a situation with somebody that I just adored beyond all. And if it would be anybody else, I would be telling them to do A, B, and C, but I went X, Y, Z all the way. Okay, I was like, nope, I'm going to double down on this. I am a dog with a bone, and I am going to dig the biggest hole that I can't even get out of. And we do it. We do it out of hope. And if we're empathic and we're on a spiritual journey, we believe the other person is there with us, and they're so we see only the good and what the possible outcome that we want. And the truth of the matter is, and I'm just because somebody says they want to do A, B, or C, somebody says this, that, or the other thing, if you're not seeing, and I don't care, I'm just going to say this, if you are not seeing the results that you should be seeing by this point in your situation, in your relationship, or the results that you feel like you want in this relationship by this point in time, then reexamine it. Because, sweet girl, for you and anybody else in the world, do not invest time, because time is the most amazing, beautiful thing that we have, but it's the only thing we can never get back. It's the only thing. We can never get the last year back. We can never get the last 5 minutes back. So do not invest time in junk stock. And not that this person is junk. I am not saying that at all. But know that don't, the way they want to say this, I'm going to pull it back a little bit. I'm going to just rein it on back a little bit, and I'm going to say it like this. Even if everything else I said so far, you are set on an outcome. Okay, you are set on this one outcome. Okay, and the longer we go down the road, the more set we have to be on that outcome, because we don't want to be wrong. And there's this statement, it's easier to fool somebody than to convince them they've been. It's easier to believe that something might come than to believe that it was never going to, or that now it's not going to come. And I want you to do the, and I, not me, when I say I, it's not me. What I'm going to tell you right now is, if this person was where you are and wanted what you want, you wouldn't be on the phone with me right now, and you would be in a very happy place. And I am going to tell you this. I don't care why this person might not be ready for the commitment you want. Let me rephrase that. I don't care why this person might not be ready for the commitment with you that you want. I don't care what else is going on in their life. This call is not about them. It's about you. But whatever that reason is, it exists. So you have to start to do what's best for you at this point. And sometimes we think, I'm already this far in, so I'm going to keep going. Otherwise, I have to start over, or I might just be single. That's okay. I would rather be single and not confused. I would rather be single and happy. I would rather be single than chase a false dream. Then I'm giggling because of a situation I'm very well aware of. Then to, you know, do whatever. And sometimes we have to pull all of our energy back from someone so they can realize what they would be missing if we weren't there, and they can make the situation, the decision to come to this situation correct and stand up and be the person they need in this situation and stop lollygagging themselves around, or we can move on, okay? So even maybe pulling your energy back and being all about you is more about them figuring out what they want. Now, I am going to tell you, if we're giving all of our energy to somebody, male, female, I don't care. If we're giving all of our energy to somebody and they know they got it on lockdown with their down, they don't have to do anything. They can just keep it like it is because that's what's comfortable for them. And what I'm going to tell you right now is if you really want to see if this guy is going to come forward and give you what you want, pull all of your energy back. It's not a game. Either this is going to keep going like it is, or you're going to move on. But if you pull all of your energy back, this person is going to have to look at what they want with you, how they want it, and come forward correct. And don't let them come back to this same pattern, okay? So that is what I'm going to tell you, love. I'm going to let that sit there. I know that this is not what you want to hear, and I know people will tell me, well, this other reader or so on or so forth told me this. I'm going to tell you this. Maybe they did tell you that, and maybe that is one of the million possibilities in the world. I'm telling you right now, somebody up there is telling you in the nicest possible way. I'm not even using the strong verbiage they're using. It's time for you to get back into you and do what's best for you. And also, they will not let this go. I keep trying to say, this is going to be the last thing. This is going to be, and they just are like, nope, we're riding this pony all the way to the finish line. Even if it doesn't win the race, we're going to ride this pony all the way to the finish line. Pull your energy back into you. If you just focus on you and you let go of this situation, this person will have to make a decision, and you also will be able to be clearer in your mind about where you want to be and what you want. You clearly, for some time, are not getting the results that you want doing it the way you're doing it. That is not what I thought I was going to say. Doing it the way you're doing it. So try it a different way. If for no other reason than to do an experiment to see if you can just get a different result. Okay? Okay. I'm cutting it off. I'm like saying, nope, no more. My ears have stopped hearing your words. It doesn't come in my ears. It's in my head. But I'm just going to say, I hope that was helpful for you, love. I hope that is what you needed. And I know it's not what you... I always say this. I'm not the fluff and stuff reader as far as I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. And there are a lot of them out there, and they admit it to each other. I just tell people what they want to hear so they come back. No, I don't do that because it's not me and it's unethical. And I don't tell people what they want to hear, but I will tell you what you need to know. And what you need to know, Jesus, Moses and Mary. What you need to know right now is you need to pull your energy back and you need to move on a little bit and let this person catch up correctly if they're going to catch up. If they can't catch up, you just leave them behind. You just need to leave them behind. Okay, that's it. I'm done talking about this now just because I know. I just need to let you absorb all of this, come back and listen to this again and understand if this is what you feel comfortable with. And if you're not comfortable with it now, maybe in a week is the right time for you. Okay, love?
Well, I let him contact me and initiate contact. I don't pursue him. And he's the one that decides. We spend like 7 to 8 hours a day together. But I'll ponder the words, definitely.
You know, just for what it's worth, and I'm going to say this again, intuitively, you know something is off. Intuitively, every ounce of you knows that something here isn't where it's supposed to be. And at times, when you're wondering why it isn't as progressed or as whatever it's supposed to be, you need to follow that road and understand that. And just because you let him You know, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mute you for a second. I'm not done giving you advice, but I need to move on from this question. And so the only way I'm going to do that is mute it, because when I'm done talking, and you're going to say something and I'm going to respond. And I think everybody in the world right now will agree that if men are not drinking violets, if they want something, they're going for it. There is a such thing as being respectful and following a good timeline. But everybody in the world also knows, man, woman, whatever, if you can have your cake and eat it too, you're going to. I don't know why that statement is coming out. Okay. And clearly at this point in the game for you and this other person, there is at the very least some cross communication about where you want things to be and where they want things to be. And here's me. Just say it. Hey, where is this going? What is this? What do you see for us in the future? Just ask it. And if you can't ask it, you don't belong in a relationship anyway. If you can't ask that basic question to somebody you're willing to pull down your pants with, get out of relationships until you can communicate better, okay? Because if you can't say those questions, if you can't say, hey, listen, what do you see for us in the future? You're not asking them to put a ring on it. You're just asking them, you know, we've been communicating this long. Where is this going in your mind? What do you see? And go with at least, at the very least, being able to communicate is a very important thing. To know and not be in a state of confusion about when, how, where, okay? I'm going to let that be there, and I'm going to go to the next chat conversation. If you would like to call in and ask a question, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. excuse me, so sorry. I'm going to try to figure out where I left off with my questions and pick up there, but quite a few have come in, and I have a tickle in my throat. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm going to go to Aloha Jay. Question message from my mom on the other side regarding my new job. Thanks, Jay. Jay, awesome. Love it. Keep going. And then I hear the song, keep it. Come and love, keep it, come and love. Don't stop it now, don't stop it, no, don't. So that is the song coming through with this and the feeling that comes through with it also. I hope that is helpful for you. I hope that you that gives you a good answer. And a couple more people have come in. Hey, Sally, I think I said hi to you already. Jessica, hey, Jessica, how are you? So happy you're here. Thank you for the compliment. That's so awesome. And then somebody, Janine. Hey, Janine, how are you? Janine is asking, how can you get a reading? You can call in 845-277-9131 and ask a question or connect with a loved one on the other side, or you can just pop a question in the chat. I try to get to everybody and keep it in order. So yes, I do try to do that. I'm not always good at that. If I miss your question, please repost it in the chat. Hey, Joy. How are you? Happy Wednesday. I'm going to go to the next caller, who is 203. Oh, my gosh. I'm like seeing all these things. 203, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hey, Pat. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Great readings. Great readings today.
Thank you.
I'm putting my... selfishness aside, and I want to ask about two dogs, or one in particular.
Okay.
I've been taking care of these two German Shepherds for years, walking three times a week and house-sitting. Years ago, they had another, the German Shepherds, there was an older sister. She was put down. The daughter was married. The son went off to college. And the partners went to Europe, all within 1 week. And the remaining shepherd care for, what, I don't know, 2 weeks. They were gone a long time. When they got back, she almost died. Her immune system went crazy, and I think it was just all too much for her. They got another German Shepherd, and she's been really great. The last two times I've been house-sitting, last time they tore down the screen doors. This time she ate through the wooden slats of the gate. They redid their backyard, and I can't imagine the cost of that. That was the first day. The owner never wants me to do anything to calm her down. This time I went and got Rescue Remedy and my CBD oil. I think that helped her a bit. And she went off. The partners went off for a birth of their grandchild. There was stress. Both the mother and baby were in distress. They drove quickly down. Anyway, I don't know what's going on with this dog. I don't know how to help her. Any advice? I don't agree with the limited diet. I love her. I think they love me. I just would love some insight on what I can do with this girl. She's called Billie Holiday, and the other one is Ella Fitzgerald. But Billy's the one I'm so worried about.
Okay, so the first thing I'm hearing is a temperament. Temperament is clearly not balanced, so we're going to do a clearing for that. And then the next thing that I hear is there's some neurological stuff. I'm not a doctor, but I don't mean neurological like there's nerve damage, but nervousness within the pet, within this baby.
Yes.
This little dog.
Yep.
So temperament and neurological nervousness, anxiety, whatever it is. One of the things that I feel that I'm seeing would be really helpful, there's actually two things, and regardless of how the owners feel about this, when you're there, you can do this. The thunder wrap.
Yes.
That wraps very tightly around the torso of, not too tight, but, you know, like that wrap, that warm wrap. When puppies are born, they're all in the little litter and they're piled on top of each other and they have that warmth and that connection. And the second thing I'm hearing is if you can play Heartbeat in the background. I could try to elaborate on that, but if you can pull up on a computer.
I got it. Yep.
Good. I hear that those two will be calming and relaxing. Feel like when this, a really good trainer would be good for this dog also, but it is what it is. One of the things that when you get certain dogs, a certain breed, they're bred for certain things, and shepherds are amazingly intelligent taskmasters.
Yes.
That's why they're great dogs to train for the police, the military, all of that good stuff, right? So if you get a pet, know what their breed is, and then try to find a way to facilitate that in training in some way for them.
Yes,
but what I say is this, you can only control what you can control. I feel like snuggies or blankets would be really good for this dog also. Just the coziness factor for this dog is really super important. And that's what I'm getting for that. I hope that is helpful. I hope that is will be very helpful when you when the next time when you're with this baby. Also, the last thing I would say is to make sure, you know, whatever diet they have the dog on, that's, I had my dogs, they were on a very restricted ingredient type of food because of all of their allergies. Whatever they have this their babies on, that's okay. And they probably have their reasonings for that. But
yeah,
what you can also do is put calming scents via diffuser in the air, like lavender is a very calming scent. So if
okay.
you have a diffuser, you can bring with you with some lavender and put it through
okay.
the air. Ylang Ylang is a balancing energy oil, essential oil. There are a number, and you can just Google what which oil relax and balance energies, and that will be very helpful also. Okay?
That's all wonderful, Tony. My last conversation with the owner, she was kind of saying, well, she's getting old, which I don't think is the correct answer. Do you see her healthy and living many more years?
You know what I'm going to say on that one is I don't.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is she healthy?
I'm gonna say this. When people ask me about exit times or a rebirth time, because that's really what it is, we're leaving one way and a physical being into the rebirth of the soul being again, the spiritual being again. And what I'm going to say is whenever that comes, it comes. And I don't like to try to predict that because I've had three near-death experiences myself where, you know, I, like, did not stay in the rebirth state, came back to the physical body. And we can do that until our final exit point, our final birth time. What I'm going to tell you is in the case with pets, they will stay as long as their owners want or need them, but also until the timeline. So I'm not going to touch that question about that baby.
I got it.
Not publicly. I do feel like just like humans, when our pets age, they're going to get, unfortunately, because of the food and so on and so forth, they're experiencing also. I can tell you one thing. In feeding a pet, I would be pickier about your pet's food than you are about your own food because they do not have as many guys for pet food as they do for humans. Years ago, if somebody would have said, my dog has cancer, everybody would have thought that was the craziest thing. They would have thought, what do you mean? I didn't even know that. And now, there it is. And again, just, you know, that is what it is. Okay. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. It's just a hoping heart on my part. So I appreciate you. I love you so much. Talk to you soon, Tony.
I love you.
God bless.
I love you. God bless you. I hope you are having an absolutely absolutely amazing rest of the day. I am going to say this. You guys, something I personally noticed, I'm not telling anybody what to do. I love mangoes, and I shop at this one store that will not be named, and I had the assumption that their food was, I buy produce mostly, and I had the assumption that their produce was either organic or not organic. And there's a whole third category we need to be aware of. And this third category is created in a lab. Now, I have a mango, and it is been sitting on my counter for over 2 weeks. It's back on bad. That's not normal. That's not. I'm going to leave it sitting there for as long as I can just to see. So if you want to know the QR code, one of them starts with a 9. One of them starts with an 8. That's organic, non-organic. Anything that has a 4 in the beginning of it, and it's typically a 4-digit thing, but sometimes it can be longer, but a 4, like 4-5, 4-9, I don't know, I just made that up. But anything that begins with a 4 is not naturally grown. If you know, you know. So if it's not naturally grown, it's not going to have the nutrient in it that we need. It's not. Okay. Having said that, let's go to the next thing. And please do watch those little codes because they're not advertising made in a lab. They're not saying that. Their verbiage is very, very tricky. It is very tricky. Their verbiage is extremely tricky, okay, intentionally. Hey, Patrick, welcome to the show. Going to some online questions. If you would like to call in and ask a question, the number is 845-277-9131. Call in, help you connect with a loved one, and ask answer questions about life, love, career, finances. I do want to give a few songs that I have been getting for anybody who might be listening. They were coming in so strong this morning. They were coming in so strong, and some of them were a little older, and one of them is that song. I can hear it in my head. I don't know if I can get it out correctly. Do bop a bee bop a bee. Tutti frutti. Tutti frutti. I had to like get through that part and get to tutti frutti. Oh, I don't know the words clearly, but that song keeps coming through. So if you or somebody you love knew that song, that's their hello from heaven for you. Hey Modi, how are you? The next that I'm getting is that is the song. I'm going to come back to that one because the words again are not coming in. I'm actually going to go to a question online. Joy wants to know if you have time. I'm taking an exam in a few months, and I wanted to know if I had any blocks the passing, or if you can clear it. Also, figuring out if I should take it in the state I'm in or not. Okay, I'm going to go with the first part of this. All blocks to passing the exam have been cleared, healed, released. Let's get that cleared. This is for you, anybody listening, re-listening, anybody taking exams. Let's just clear anything stopping or blocking from passing the exam. Let's also heal anything that is and release that energy from everybody who may be taking exams or studying. I feel like you're going to do well on the exam. Just don't get caught up in your head. Take a slow, deep breath in every time you go to answer a question, okay? I'm going to go next to the question from Anne. Thank you, Tony, for the message from my mom. Oh, you are welcome, Anne. Absolutely my pleasure. Jasmine. Oh, it's not Janine. It's Jasmine, everybody. I'm so sorry, Jasmine. Jasmine wants to know, Jasmine, I wish I could find lost pets. That is a whole art in and of itself. I don't even want to venture to guess. One thing I'm hearing, for what it's worth, a neighbor has it. A neighbor has your cat. Not vindictively, and it's probably not the neighbor to the left or the right or across the street. It's within your neighborhood. Maybe somebody saw the cat and thought, I'm going to take this stray cat in and save it. But I do feel like a neighbor might have your cat. That's what I keep hearing. A neighbor has it. So, Jasmine, I'm sorry, but I hope that's helpful for you, okay? And in a lot of those cases where our cats do get out or whatever, sometimes that is what happens, right? People see the cat or the pet and they're like, oh, this poor baby, I'm going to save it. Okay, next. Katie wants to know if there's anything from her grandparents and her grandmother's Robert or Dorothy or both of them. Okay, very traditional. Very, very traditional. I see them coming in as very traditional. Their message for you, Katie, is let go of fear and everything else will appear. I know exactly what they mean by that, Katie. That's such a spot on, beautiful message for you. Absolutely. Okay, Sally wants to know if her next job opportunity is coming in soon. And guys, I'm kind of scanning the questions so that I can get through more. So Sally, your next job opportunity is, yes, it is coming in soon. I hear a month to a month and a half. I do feel like you have to, like they're saying, pound the pavement, get out there and be very, get like really aggressively seek it out. I am also going to repeat this. I say this a lot and I'm going to repeat it. If you are looking for a job or a position, also go to company websites and look at what they have available and proceed from that end also, okay? Hey, Modi, Heather. Okay, here's thank you, Patrick. Yes, everybody listen to Patrick and Mimi. yes, Genevieve wants to know if she should investigate more in remote viewing. And Genevieve, I get a huge yes on that. And actually, I get that if you do that, you will be able to answer a lot of your own questions about past incidences, but also help a lot of people with things they're going through. I hear the term, it's case sensitive, and that you will be able to get, I'm just going to say it, I don't even care, you'll be able to find a lot of evidence if you really get into remote viewing of things. You'll be able to know what you want to know. And if you know, you know. So that's what I'm going to say about that. And I'm just going to, you know what, I'm just having so much fun with the chat. I'm going to keep going on the chat. I think I saw Sue. Hey, Sue, how are you? Anything from my mom, Patricia? She transitioned on Valentine's Day. I'm so sorry for your loss. Sue, let me see what I can get from your mom, Patricia. Okay. The first song that comes through from your mom, Patricia, and these words are coming through very clearly, and this is a song, If You Had It All and You Lost It All. That's the only verse of the song that is coming through. I know the song is really slow. It's like a new, not new song, but it's not an old song. And I don't even want to try to do the rhythm of this song. If You Had It All and Then You Lost It All. For whatever reason, that, and then the other thing that she wants to say is, you're not crazy. Okay, I'm not crazy, I'm just, and I know, unwell, the song Unwell. So listen to those two songs. Put the if you had it all and then you lost it all, and that is not the rhythm I'm really trying. And then the Unwell by, I think it's Rob Thomas or Matchbox 20. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. Listen to those two songs, and they're going to bring you some clarity about what's going on. If you have a question, please put that question in. I am going to do my countdown, trying to get through as many answers as I can in the chat for everybody. And you guys, I do 30 or 60 minute shows because this does air on TV, and they do those time segments, like 30 minutes or 60 minutes. So I try really hard to make their job a little bit easier. So I think I can answer a couple more here. Okay, let me see. I did that. I love how you forward you are, Tony. Thank you so much, Rebecca. Thank you. If anybody does want to join live, the show live, and join the chat or call in, it's every Monday and Wednesday at noon central. Yes. Hey, I have a question for y'all. I think I know the answer. If anybody's in San Francisco, can you kind of reach out and let me know the San Francisco status? I'm thinking of traveling to San Francisco with someone, and I've just heard some not so great things about San Francisco, and well, safety first. So please let me know what you know. If you have boots on the ground in San Francisco, let me know what you know about San Francisco. Okay. Let me see. Okay. The random person, Heather, wants to know, can I connect to her grandmother, Jamil? Oh, that reminds me of that song by Laverne and Shirley. And I'm probably saying her name wrong, and I apologize. Okay. The first thing that comes through is that Annie song, It's a Hard Knock Life for You. Instead of treated, you get tricked. Okay, I feel like she's saying there's a lineage. Oh, my gosh, we're about to do a clearing of a clearing of a clearing. Okay, any struggles, hard life, like, oh, this life is so hard. Why is it so hard? If something can go wrong, all of that, stated, unstated, let's clear that now for everybody listening, everybody watching. Does get handed down in the lineage and the belief systems, and that energy just goes. So let's clear that, all that belief, thinking, knowing, believing, feeling challenging or difficult. Let's clear all of that for everybody. It's about to get better for you. There's going to be about a year of going back and forth and a little bit of chaotic stuff. I feel like this is more medical than anything. But then after that, everything is going to flow and be amazing. Okay, you guys, I love each and every one of you so stinking much. Please remember, it is your job to create the miracles in your life. So create the miracles you want for you.